I express a deeply felt appreciation for the wonderful attendance at chapel this last day before our Christmas holidays. And with more warmth than I'm afraid I can put into my voice, I know I speak for every member of the faculty and the staff here, wish for every student a happy journey home, a glorious and a deeply meaningful Christmas, a happy time with your people, your parents, your friends, and a safe return. Pardon me. I tremble a little because it was on returning home from Christmas vacation that we lost by automobile accident the only student we have so lost thus far. Be careful, be safe, and to pray for us in the seminary, for ourselves, and for those whom we would serve. And may it be that as we return, we shall return with a deeper consciousness of our calling and of our mission, a deeper love and regard for each other, and a great profit from the thoughts and experiences of these meaningful days for anyone who will truly meditate upon the depths and the richness of the meaning of Christmas. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. May we bow in prayer. Father, again we come confessing before thee and praising with intermingled emotions and thoughts. We know that thou art God, and yet thou art the God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou didst send him to reveal not only thy majesty, but thy grace, not only thy power, but thy love, not only thy control of the universe, but the directions that thy children may fit thy universe and live with thee in it, in joy, in peace, in prosperity, and in all sense of true greatness. Grant us this day a renewed consciousness that without thy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord, we can be none of his. May that Spirit govern our thoughts, our attitudes, our deeds, not only through a special season of the year, but increasingly as experience deepens through all the days and years of life. Grant forgiveness where we need forgiveness. Grant insight where we see shallowly. Grant consecration where we take for granted our Christianity. Grant again the marvelous gifts of thy grace that lift men and nations towards spirituality and nobility and eternity. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Now may we sing our second carol, number 71. Never noticed, especially the last line of the third stanza. Wonderful thought. Oh, rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. That's one of the symbols of our faith that can become very meaningful. And now we turn to what is with so many of us the favorite of all the Christmas songs, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Thank you. We have had many significant days already as parts of our recognition of our 10th year and a sort of celebration of it. I appreciated especially the presence of Dr. Alley this week, but I must say that I appreciated as much as anything I've heard in this chapel that I can recall the talk given us by our missionary friend from Nigeria when he spoke of Bomboy and made that simple story so meaningful in such a rich way. This is another day of significance that you would not know about unless I tell you. Mr. Funk has gone down this morning to meet the treasurer of Wake Forest College to make the last payment on the purchase of this seminary and all its properties that came from the college. We contracted for it in 1951 and agreed to pay by January 1st, 1961. The last $200,000 is being paid. I hope you know, and I'm sure almost that you do, that this $200,000 is given to us from the cooperative program of the Southern Baptist Convention, that part which is usually designated the capital needs part of the Southern Baptist Convention. And we are deeply grateful for it. Not only have they paid this $1,600,000, which was the purchase price, but we have spent approximately $1,400,000 also in the remodeling and additions and beautification of the campus, so that we have from the cooperative program, in addition to the money it takes to operate, to pay most of the expenses of the seminary, this $3 million. I do think that we will be happy to know here that for about $3 million, we have more facilities by far than any of the seminaries have for anything like a similar amount. I would say approximately 2-for-1 at the very minimum. That is in part due to the fact that we did not have to pay new prices for the old campus. It is in part due to the fact that Mr. Funk and those who have been responsible for the business management have been marvelously efficient. And no one knows how grateful I am for the marvelous help that I, as president, have had during these years in the, I think, economical operation of this seminary. And now then, it's going to be a significant day also, I hope, because one of the little ideas I had for all of us participating in the building of our library more rapidly than it could possibly be built by the funds that come from the cooperative program. That idea was this mite box. It's a little bigger than I intended. Maybe that's good. Maybe prosperity is more than I thought. But we had a little trouble finding a manufacturer for them, and this was the size we could get. Incidentally, the manufacturer liked the idea of what we're trying to do that so well that he said, there's no charge for these boxes. This is our mite as a contribution to the program of the seminary. And this is a little box. I've already started mine. You punch the hole in it. There's a place there where the punching is indicated. And we're asking that every student, if you will, put in a mite a day. It may be a penny. One day I had just a penny that I cared to spare, but I put it in here. And one day I had a quarter. And so there's a quarter in here, which is the largest amount so far, and a penny, which is the smallest amount, although there is a dime, which is smaller in stature. And so it will go with me, and I trust with you. Mr. Fisher has brought over a sufficient number of these boxes, and they will be in the foyer as you leave. I do hope that every one of you will get at least one, and then get as many more as you think you can use. In your churches, perhaps, there are members to whom you could say, take this. This is a thing we're trying to do. For we're looking into the future, and we know as well as Tennyson that a part of the bright vision of the future is that there will be books for the improvement of the minds of the spiritual leaders of this denomination and this nation. A beautiful thing in my mind has been done by the student body, or the student governing body. They looked about, took an interest in this mite box business, but I suppose a sort of incidental interest. until one of them said, "Let us give our mite boxes and join them together in amounts and put a shelf in the library in memory of S.T. Shaw." You remember him, many of you, the blind student, the fellow who gradually went blind, came here seeing and reading, and gradually lost more and more of the sight of his eyes until he was blind. We all loved him. I can say without equivocation that he's one of the students I've known because of that especially. I put my arm around him many times, never dreaming that that blindness was but a prelude to his death. But he did die, as many of you know, just a few months ago. And so the money that is raised through these mite boxes by the students, and I suppose by the faculty members also, will go to a memory shelf for Brother S.T. Shaw. And now, brethren, there's one other matter. I told you that I wanted to make two or three important statements or announcements, and this other part of the program, which so often I'm called upon to have here in chapel, which is not as spiritual perhaps as it ought to be, and yet is one of those undergirding types of things that is the result of right spirituality. I want to make a bit of a statement and then make read to you a statement made by our faculty. Many of you know that these are critical days and days of criticism, critical in various senses of the word. I think perhaps the best I can do is to read a brief statement which I have written out, and I believe that most of you will understand its import. Brethren, I have it entitled, A Statement to Students, December 16, 1960. Brethren, I suppose that every seminary that ever has existed has been accused by Christian brethren of being either too progressive or too conservative. Not orthodox enough or too orthodox. And may I pause here to say that, strange as it may seem, and it does seem strange to me, I have been surprised that for every letter or communication but directly by word of mouth that I have received personally, and they are not multitudinous, but a good many, that for every one I have received saying that our seminary is too progressive, I have received at least three saying, "Why don't you wake up? You're too sleepy. This is a new day. This demands a new manner of proclaiming the gospel," though none has ever suggested that it demands a new gospel. So, either too progressive or too conservative, not orthodox enough or too orthodox. Since the unfortunate affair in Miami last May, criticisms of our Southern Baptist seminaries have increased in number, and Southeastern has come in for her share or more. Lately, we have been surprised to learn that a part of the criticism of us has been stimulated by some of our own students. We do not resent criticism that is fair and sincere, even when we feel that insufficient allowance has been made for the proper variations of theological opinion and biblical interpretation. But we do feel the hurt of such criticism when it is made first on the outside, where it is often misinterpreted and exaggerated, instead of being made, that is, instead of the criticism being made face to face with the professor involved, or with the dean or president. My own door is ever open, and any student is welcome to express honest opinions to me and need have no fear of resentment or vindictiveness. Only one student, as well as I can now recall, has ever come with such criticisms as are now being made. He conducted himself with admirable frankness and is now a strong friend of the seminary and alumnus, giving and raising money, incidentally, for the library campaign. The faculty has taken active recognition of the situation and has deemed it wise to include the statement which I shall read to you in their annual report to our Board of Trustees meeting February 16. I believe that this part of that report will be of interest to all our students and may be of real help to many. And now I read a part of the faculty report to the Board of Trustees. The Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary is a community of learning established and supported by the Southern Baptist Convention to educate Christian ministers. In harmony with the seminary's essential nature and purpose, the faculty recognizes a basic obligation to be sound in Christian doctrine, thorough in Christian scholarship, and vitally related to the churches. As a part of the celebration of the 10th anniversary of the founding of this school, and in view of inquiries that have arisen concerning theological education, we desire to state that we stand firmly within the theological covenant into which we entered when we were elected to the faculty and signed the Articles of Faith. We shall continue to teach in accordance with and not contrary to the abstract of principles. We intend, by God's grace, to live and work as a community of learners and teachers, united by strong bonds of dedication to God as revealed in Jesus Christ. Regard for one another, compassion for students, and loyalty to the denomination. If further study and reflection should ever destroy the adherence of any member of this body to the doctrinal standard of this school, he would make the fact known to the administration and asked to be relieved of his responsibility as a member of the faculty. And that is the end of that part of the report. But it does deal with matters that are considerably discussed all over our Southern Baptist Convention at this time, especially since the meeting of the convention in Miami. Now, the abstract of principles, or the Articles of Faith, you will find in toward the back of the current catalog, 1960-61 catalog. But if perchance you want a copy, and I do not have a great many copies, I have maybe 25 or 30 mimeographed copies in my office. They are often sent for, and we mail them out in this form. And if you need one for any special purpose, we'll be happy to supply you with a copy of the abstract of principles. And now, in a prayerful way and as a part of prayer, may I ask that we remember the high calling of this seminary, that we all dedicate ourselves, as I know the faculty have many times dedicated themselves to its high calling toward understanding and scholarship, toward loyalty to our Baptist people. Many of us do not take the Baptist word or the Baptist denomination as God himself, but realize that we are a group of human beings subject to frailties, and sometimes a fair criticism is the best means toward improvement of the reality and of the service of our denomination. But let us rededicate ourselves to this fellowship and to the service and to learning and to understanding as well as we can in this day of such multitudinous variety, so many questions, so many challenges. People, and some of them the smartest people, I suppose, mentally speaking, in the country, coming and saying, we must find a better way. People are not listening to the gospel which we believe. Let's find a better way. And so it is an age of seeking and of variety and of confusion. And many times I know every last one of us becomes confused and is lost, at least temporarily, as to the path he should properly travel. May we stand in prayer. And again, Almighty God, we ask for thy presence, thy guidance, thy wisdom, thy spirit. Bless this seminary. Use it we pray. And if thou canst not use us as we are, change us so that we fit thy purpose and serve thy people. In Jesus' name.